Are you gonna come visit me in my house if I give it?
Maybe.
Ugh, as if!
La push, baby. It's la push.
Me? A princess? Shut up!
I'll have what she's having.
There's no crying in baseball!
Hey guys, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Shannon, and we're two chicks who like to watch flicks.
Hopefully the sound on this is okay.
Yeah, like... it's been a little rough. Bailey's a little far away from our shared microphone right now.
But like, last time my voice sounded weird. I don't know why. And we're using the same microphone. So like, maybe it just doesn't like my voice.
Also, I want y'all to know that for our intro these days, Bailey just starts recording and doesn't tell me. So we can get a funny little... tidbit.
And Shannon's trying to buy a house if you didn't get that.
And I don't have one, so that's the moral of the story. I don't even have one, and I'm already inviting Bailey over because we have separation anxiety from each other. Today we have Shannon and Bailey's day of fun.
Oh my gosh.
This is how we're ending it. We're recording. It's Sunday, by the way, even though y'all are listening on Friday.
Yeah. And we missed last week because
we could not find
work
a time.
Issues yeah. happened, and you know, life happened. So
we skip
3 weeks. Two weeks.
Yeah, it's okay. We have some boiling hot celebrity tea. I guess it'll be kind of old news maybe by the time this episode comes out.
Something else probably will have happened by then.
But.
About the people
as
we'll talk about.
As of Sunday. Bailey knows, I think, a little more. I, like, scoured Reddit.
A little more, as in, like, I don't know if any of this is true. This is all speculation.
I also don't think anybody really knows what's going on. To be honest, I feel like so I can't find one concise, here's the whole story.
And it's all speculation. Like, nobody has come out and been, like...
said one thing or the other.
Yeah.
So, it involves Selena Gomez, and I'm sure... y'all are already like, I know exactly where this is going, because that's been all over, like, Instagram.
Everything, yeah.
And everything. But about Selena, Hailey Bieber, Kylie Jenner, and, like, indirectly Taylor Swift.
And indirectly Bella Hadid.
And let's be clear that Bella Hadid and Taylor Swift
have not
commented on one single thing. It's just been Kylie, Hailey, and Selena.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
It's very interesting.
It's, me and Shannon were talking, if this is all real, like,
I mean, they're definitely commenting on each other's stuff.
They are commenting on, well, not even on each other's stuff, I guess.
Like, about each other. Yeah. Other people, they're, like, following, it's, like, weird, like, you know those, like, celebrity fan accounts?
Yeah.
You never think the celebrity is looking at those.
But or I guess like, if it's comes up on your feed on your TikTok, you're like,
or like okay. If the celebrity is looking, they'll leave a comment like, oh, like, love my fans, because it's about like their music or their something cool.
Yeah.
But like, it's like Selena is commenting on like her fan accounts, like, yeah, like Hailey sucks. I mean, she doesn't say that, but
yeah.
Or like commenting on Hailey fan accounts, like, this isn't true. It's just like, why are you commenting on random people whose lives are to like analyze your life?
And like, why this all came up within the past like week or 2 weeks or something is just kind of weird to me. It's like five different things started popping up about Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Yeah, in our Selena Gomez episode, we were just literally like, it looks like her and Hailey have moved past everything because they took a picture together.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. But now, I guess, what, Selena posted, you explain it, because I don't even know.
Yeah. So there's like several different things that have come out. So one involves Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez. And like, I guess a long time ago, there was... a video that had Hailey Bieber in it that pretty much said that she dissed Taylor Swift or just
she
didn't like her music or whatever.
She like did like the gag motion when somebody mentioned Taylor Swift on stage,
so,
which is rude. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but that happened like
2018
maybe, like, but if not longer ago. Or
Selena started commenting on that after recently, all of this drama, like, after all of the high.
I don't know if it was all after all this drama or just like she commented in the past like few weeks, but it was just like. it's something about Taylor Swift continues to be the best in the industry, all that stuff. Well,
I'm gonna, she's, I like, mean, you can say what you want about me, yeah, but like, I defend my people until I die.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
It's like,
and it's also this video is just some random account, like,
yeah,
that someone had posted. Yeah. I don't think it was on anyone's TikTok, was it? Maybe it was. I don't know.
No, but I don't think Hailey posted. I think some random TikTok posted.
Had posted, it. Yeah.
So she was defending Taylor Swift because they're supposedly best friends or like really close friends or yeah, who knows. Taylor Swift has not said anything about that. I don't think she cares, to be honest.
I'm going to be honest. I really don't think. If someone said something mean to me, or mean about me in 2018, like,
oh wow,
I have like, a million. If I'm Taylor Swift, I have a million other followers. If I'm not even friends with the person who said it, what does it matter?
And don't get me wrong, like, I'm sure it does, like, even if you can separate it, like, I don't care about them, like, I'm sure being a celebrity and hearing mean comments about you every day does, like, get to you and sucks. Yeah. But the fact that Taylor didn't even say anything about this, and...
Because I feel like it wasn't even, when it came out, like, I don't even remember it coming out. It wasn't a big deal when it came out, so well, why is it now?
I was reading comments about this on Reddit. People were like, why is Selena so, like, obsessed with this video when it came out years ago? Taylor hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
And, like, Taylor probably doesn't really care what, like, the least relevant Baldwin brother's daughter said on stage.
But not even that. Like, because if you're not friends with her,
who cares?
And you guys already are kind of, like... It seems like there's tension between people you know anyways. It's not going to matter. Like,
right. That's what the whole Reputation era was about.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
This was, like, the Reputation era when this happened. Like, the whole thing was Taylor didn't care anymore what the media said or what other people said.
I mean, like, good for having good friends who stick up for you, but, like...
But honestly, like, if you did that... So, say we, like, someone unsurfaced a video from 2018 that was, like, Shannon, ugh. And then I see you, like, commenting like that. I would be, like, feeling, like,
it's fine.
Like,
yeah.
It's okay. Like, you don't have to do all that. Like, yeah. I don't care
anymore. If I didn't see it 5 years ago and I saw it now, I'd probably just go to someone and be like, God, that was so annoying that they did that. I wouldn't, like...
Right.
You know, discuss it or comment
on
it.
So, that's one piece of the drama. But I think that started... After
I don't know if it did. I don't know when that started, but maybe yeah. And then another piece is between Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber, and Kylie Jenner, and then
that
Bella Hadid, but not like it's not like she's even a part of it really, to be honest.
She hasn't commented on any of it either.
So Selena Gomez, I guess, like got her eyebrows done.
She was trying to make them look like Bella Hadid's, but she did it wrong or something. And so they looked kind of weird.
Anyway, she got them, like, over, I think it's called laminated. I don't know. Yeah. I don't get my eyebrows done.
And
so.
She even commented and said accidentally overdid it. Yeah, like, she recognized that they looked kind of silly.
Yeah, she did. You know? Yeah, she posted that. So she was like, my bad, whatever. And then... 3 hours later, supposedly 3 hours later. Now, I don't know the exact time. I'm not looking at all this.
That's what it said, 3 hours.
3 hours
Kylie later. Kylie posted
on her... Instagram story, like...
A FaceTime with Hailey Bieber.
Well, she posted two pictures. She posted one that was just her face, and it was, like, this picture was a mistake or something like that, and they were...
Using the same wording Selena had about the eye... It was, like... The wording was, like... the accident.
Yeah, like, the wording was also on her eyebrows or something like that.
Yeah.
And then after, the next one was, like, her and Hailey Bieber were FaceTiming, and they were just showing their eyebrows. Yeah. And so immediately people were, like, well, this is a jab at Selena Gomez, like...
This is towards her.
Yeah, like, yeah. She just posted about her eyebrows, and now, 3 hours later, coincidence that Kylie Jenner is posting. And I guess, like, that day, Selena Gomez had either, like, gotten the same amount of followers as Kylie Jenner on Instagram, or surpassed her, making her, like, the number one followed person.
Wow. Oh, and, like, the whole Instagram? The whole of Instagram?
Don't quote me on that, because I don't know if that's true, but I know, like, either she surpassed Kylie, mm-hmm. or she, like, was around the same number. Anyways, so people were like, oh my god, this is why she's doing all this, because Selena Gomez passed her in followers, which I'm like, what the fuck, guys? Like, what is this? Like, let's say this is, like, actually not true. Like, that it was a coincidence and she just posted that. Whatever. Like, it is what it is. Why are people turning it into something that it's not? And then, A, if it is true and that actually did happen, that's what they're doing. Do they not have anything better to do with their life? Like, you have, what, two kids? Like,
right.
I mean, like,
right.
We're talking about people's eyebrows and, like, posting videos or pictures on Instagram? Like, come on.
I mean,
on.
That's a shade. I don't want to, like, throw shade, but, like, I don't think that she necessarily is the one doing most of her child care, you know, like.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I really don't know. I don't really know that much about Kylie Jenner.
I don't really either, but she's, like, a billionaire, I think, from Kylie Lip Kits.
All I know is that she came into Stormy's room. Rise and shine. That's all I know from her mothering. So I don't really know that much about her.
But she
is
young. She's like early 20s.
Yeah,
like
she's a little younger than us. But
like she had a baby at 18, I think. Her first baby and her second one.
Everyone was like, she's pregnant because she didn't post pictures for like literally her whole pregnancy.
The father was like a lot older than her.
Oh, I don't know.
I think. Not a lot, but like. For someone to be pregnant at 18 and it's
well, like I said, I used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians when I was younger, but I haven't watched it yet. Supposedly the Disney Plus show episodes though are really good, which
I didn't know it was on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they don't have Keeping Up with the Kardashians anymore. They ended, but then they got a show on Disney Plus.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm actually maybe I should watch it because I used to be obsessed with.
I actually kind of like him. I'm not gonna lie. That might be controversial because I am a Taylor Swift fan, but I actually think him is like pretty funny.
I liked Chloe always the best. I mean, I still like her, but anyways, we're not talking about the Kardashians.
I never even watched it. This is like based all.
I loved watching it. I loved when Chloe and Kourtney would have their like show on the side.
Yeah.
And like Scott Disick was in it.
I actually kind of like Kendall because I feel like she was always kind of like over it. She was always kind of like, I don't care about any of this.
Yeah.
She's just, like, along for the ride. Maybe not anymore, but at the beginning, I feel like.
Yeah. They have a lot of, like, drama within their own family,
They do.
Too.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
And sad.
I can't imagine my family being that dramatic.
No. It's just, like, it's just such like, a big family in
our,
general.
Our family drama is, like, who ate the last granola bar? I wanted, you know, like, theirs is, like.
With scandals out this week about me.
But anyway. So
anyway.
Kylie posted, like.
She's pretty much said she never saw the video that Selena Gomez posted, and like, and no shade towards Selena. She was like, I think she's fine.
And she commented on that on a video
someone's,
analysis.
Yeah.
And
I wonder
then Selena,
if I can look at it. Hold on.
Selena responded and was like, agree.
Yeah, she
big
said.
Big fan of you, Kylie.
Yeah, she's so. Like that. Kylie Jenner commented, this is reaching. No shade towards Selena ever. And I didn't see her eyebrow post. You guys are just making something out of nothing. This is silly. And then, yeah, Selena commented like, I agree, like, yeah. I'm a fan of Kylie Jenner, essentially. So, like,
so
all that
it could
happened.
Have been an
and
accident,
then,
who knows?
I don't know, like, where all the shade now is coming from Hailey Bieber. I don't know that part of the story. Like,
so, but now it's like Selena is still kind of going after Hailey, and Hailey's, like, now egging it on, kind of.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't, here's the moral.
There was, like, some video, supposedly, that Hailey Bieber had on her TikTok.
Yeah.
But that people were like, this is directly at Selena Gomez. But then she was like, no, it's not. And then she had to take it down because, like.
Yeah. So now Selena is like, I'm getting off of social media for the time being.
Yeah, she's taking a break.
Which is good. I think she needs to. I do think she got way too into this and caused problems that didn't need to happen. However, I don't think anyone's innocent in this. I think.
No, I don't either.
I don't know that the eyebrow picture thing was posted on purpose or on accident or who knows.
Yeah.
But it was a little weird timing, and I think Hailey did stuff to egg it on afterwards. Like, after
I
Selena
think
got defensive.
I think they both do, honestly.
No, I agree.
I think that, like.
I think Hailey and Selena are both egging each other on.
Yeah.
And so I don't think there's an innocent victim here.
Me either.
I don't even care who started it or who didn't start it. It just feels, it feels like I'm in high school.
Yeah, the whole thing
and
that you're
like,
reading about it. I'm like, what is this?
Like, I remember in high school, this couple got in, like, a big Twitter fight, and that was, like, all we could talk about for, like, a week. That's, like, exactly what's happening. It's just an Instagram fight, or a TikTok fight, or whatever.
Yeah, social media fight.
I also think it's weird that Justin Bieber has not once defended his wife in all of this. Like,
not that I know of. I don't follow
like, this
him,
is wrong.
So.
I like Selena Gomez overall, but, like, and she can't control her fans, so I'm not gonna say this is her fault. But, like, her fans are, like, being crazy and, like, sending death threats and, like,
yeah, that's
all this stuff. That's
which
I
kind of
want to
see Hailey Bieber's Call Me Daddy episode. Oh, that's who else we can talk about. Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, what happened there?
You know, she recently got divorced from her husband.
Yes.
God, what's his name?
I did hear that. I don't know.
Sorry. Well, hold on. Let's finish this conversation one
more
that one. So, anyways, yeah, I want to watch Hailey Bieber's Call Me Daddy episode because she does kind of talk about how, like, the fans were, like,
insane.
Kind of crazy.
No, and I agree. I think every major pop star has those fans.
Which is just like,
has them. Ariana Grande has them. Taylor Swift has them. Like Harry Styles. Where they just like anybody who says anything that could be perceived as negative, like, yeah, gets immediately attacked or doxxed. That was, there's a podcast, we may have talked about this before, but there's a podcast called Sounds Like a Cult. I think, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, Bailey, but you've read the book by one of the girls, I think, that talks about cults and, like, what is a cult. They have a podcast called Sounds Like a Cult.
Oh, nice.
And one of their episodes was on Taylor Swift, right? And it's kind of a cult-like following where people are, like, kind of crazy. And they were talking about how, like, some just, like, small...
Her dad was in a cult.
Taylor Swift?
The person like, who wrote that book, her dad was in a cult.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And she almost joined Scientology.
Yeah, she talked about that on the podcast. Yeah,
she's like, this is crazy, I'm not doing this.
Anyway, but they talked about, like, Taylor Swift fans have, like, doxxed real people, like, journalists who... They doxxed a person who rated the Folklore 8 out of 10 instead of 10 out of 10. Which, what? Like, 8 out of 10 is still really good. But anyway, like, they doxed them, released their address. Like, that's scary, right? That's very cult-like. I would never do that as a Taylor Swift fan. People are allowed to have opinions. But my point, and they were saying,
Where does this obsessive culture come from? That's what's, like, kind of scary.
Well, and like, they were saying, like...
I mean, even we can become obsessed with people. Like,
right.
I mean, that's what our podcast is essentially about. We're talking about stuff.
We would never, like, send death threats.
Yeah, we'll look into stuff and be like, oh my god, that's crazy.
We would never even
I would
comment.
Never... Yeah, I'm never gonna comment. I'm never gonna literally see Selena Gomez say... I'm never gonna meet... Like, I don't care
that much.
They don't
care
about
us.
But, like... If I'm invested, I'm looking into it.
These are
it.
Not our friends. They literally do not.
They have their own mind.
The
thing that our life, our pathways are never going to intersect.
The thing they care about with us is we're buying their music and getting them money, right? But the thing is, they were saying is, like, we're afraid to release this episode. Like, we want to be clear, we're fans of Taylor Swift. We just are, like, calling out this cult-like thing.
Oh, my God.
And it's not even on her. It's really her fans that are, like... But the same thing with these with this Selena Gomez fans is they're literally, like... sending death threats to Hailey Bieber and, like, being kind of insane. And it's like, okay, Selena didn't ask you to do that. Yeah. But at what point does the celebrity need to address the fans and say, please? And then Taylor Swift has gotten criticism, or Ariana. Like, they've all gotten criticism for not doing that. But, like, are they told not to do that by their publicists? Like, don't ever speak negatively to your fans?
I feel like they're probably, like, essentially maybe told, like, don't even talk about it because then you're almost like you're liable. It's probably a liability thing. Like, if I'm like addressing my fans and they go and do something, would that be like egging on? Like, I feel like that could be an issue.
I don't think so, though, because think of like the way that people follow these big celebrities and will like, they're like, I would kill for them, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Our queen, whatever they say. If that celebrity says, hey guys, like, you really need to stop doing this death threat thing. I don't like that. That doesn't represent me. You're not a true fan of mine if you're doing that. You know? I feel like the fans would be like, oh, we need to listen to our queen.
Like, what?
You
that's
know what
crazy,
I mean?
Though. Like, why should anyone have to come out and
no,
say
they shouldn't.
That? Like,
I'm
that's
saying,
insane.
When does it become the celebrity's responsibility to address the fans and be
know.
Like, don't do this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think that's what a lot of people are saying about Selena, like, they are threatening Hailey Bieber. Whether
yeah,
you like her
much.
Or not, that's really scary. You've probably had it happen to you, so you know how scary it is. So, like, why are you just letting it happen?
Yeah.
The moral is, I think it's good for her to get off of social media. I don't think she needs to be on social media anymore. It's probably not good for her mental health. Probably not good for just, like, her publicity, you know?
Yeah.
With all this drama, so.
Dang.
Anyway. What's up with Kelsey Ballerini?
Okay, so she was married to Morgan Evans, who's also a singer.
Okay.
And they recently got divorced. Like, her divorce came through.
As people
or whatever.
Do.
Yeah, and so they've both written, like songs about what kind of happened.
Mm.
It wasn't, like, any, like, cheating scandal or anything, like, crazy. It was kind of more... The way that I get from what she tells is that... It was more that they grew apart, and they kind of wanted different things.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, so she's, like, recently, like, put out this whole, kind of, like, she, like, self-directed it. It was, like, this long kind of
like
short
video
story
thing.
Video.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of like what Taylor Swift did.
With All Too Well.
With All Too Well. But it was more of, like,
a documentary.
Yeah, like, not even a documentary. It was just, like,
her songs, like, played all throughout That's the cool. whole thing. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, her songs are really powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of them are, like, one, she did an interview where she said this is the only time she'll ever talk about mm-hmm. her divorce, anything like that, and it was on the Call Me Daddy podcast episode, which I want to listen to because it sounds interesting, but she was, like, some of her songs are, like, the way that it's coming off is that he was, like, blindsided by everything of, like, the divorce and all that stuff. Oh, like,
she asked for it.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me. But she's come out and said, were you blindsided or were you just, like, blind about our whole relationship? Like, we have been going to therapy.
They were already in therapy.
She said, like, one night before the CMAs, like, she slept on the couch. And the next day they had to go on the red carpet and act like nothing was wrong.
So here's, like... This is not a dig at all men. I am...
So, like, literally, that's her song. She goes, were you blindsided or were you just blind?
Right. This is not a dig at all men. I want to be clear, okay? Yeah. Women can do this as well. But I've seen, like, my algorithm is obviously usually for women because I am a woman.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people post these reels of, like, how oblivious, like, their husbands are. Like, they'll be like, we haven't... gone on a date night. And I'm like, my husband's just go with the flow. I've slept on the couch. He doesn't even realize something's wrong. Or I broke up with my boyfriend and he was so blindsided, but like we hadn't been intimate in months or yeah. we, you know, like.
They, yeah. So like, that's kind of like what she was saying. She was
like, and like the men in the relationships are not observant enough or they don't yeah. seem to care enough to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because again, this is generally speaking, there's obviously vice versa cases and two sides to every story.
Yeah.
But I feel like in my personal life, a lot of my friends who've been in relationships that have, like, fallen apart, their, like, side is like, oh, it's been falling apart forever.
Yeah.
And he just never did anything about it. But then, like, when they sense it's starting to fall apart, when they sense their boyfriend's ignoring them or whatever, they're, like, immediately, like, I've got to talk to him. I've got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Whereas they're like, oh, like, I've been ignoring him and he hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
Which... I don't think you should be ignoring anybody. I think you need to talk directly with your problems. But I do think that's something that's common in a lot of relationships that fail.
Yes.
Is one side of the story, like one side of the relationship is just not paying attention to the warning signs yeah. that something's off. You know, like, how can you be blindsided when she was sleeping on the couch the night before an orgy?
Yeah, like, no, that's kind of what she's saying is like, there was just a lot of stuff going on. He's like released some songs too, which I haven't listened to anything
yeah
that he's released, and like I mean it's not like I think she's like said anything like negative about it,
right?
I don't really know honestly the whole story. I just know like what's like some of the right. songs I listened to. It was like it's kind of sad, like it's just yeah. essentially about their relationship like falling apart and like nobody yeah. like necessarily like cheated on the other or anything like that. They just, you know, like
yeah.
it just didn't work out. So anyways, I do want to listen to her interview as well on Call Me Daddy. So I got there's a lot I need to listen to, I guess. But now she's dating, or there's like rumors that she's dating the guy from Outer Banks.
Oh, is he really young?
No, I think they're actually the same age. Oh, she's like 20 something.
Oh, okay. I thought she was older.
Yeah, so, I think they're actually the same age.
We are doing the movie.
Yeah, that's the end of our...
We are doing...
Why don't you say
National Treasure. And I thought of a fun idea on the topic of celebrity gossip. If we talked about the main actor in the movie, the movies that we do, their biggest... Oh, yeah,
he's 30. Sorry.
Their biggest... Oh, dang.
Yeah, he's actually older than her. And he's playing a... teenager on Outer Banks.
But anyway.
That's crazy.
So, I thought it would be fun to look up the biggest scandals in each, like, or, like, the main actor's life, you know, or
if they have one, you know. Sometimes they don't have one.
So, Nicolas Cage has actually had a lot of interesting things, and I feel like he's, like, somehow kind of slid under the radar.
Yeah, I don't really know that much about him.
So he's had some tax problems, like, whatever. Anyway, and then he's had some homes foreclosed, not that big of a deal. He is being sued by his ex-girlfriend. This was, I think, like 2011, maybe. He's been sued by his ex-girlfriend for fraud and breach of contract.
What kind
stating
of
that Cage
Sorry.
Inflicted
men- I'm opening something.
Stating that Cage inflicted mental, physical, and emotional abuse while they were together.
Interesting.
So that's kind of interesting. Then this was in 2020. I don't want to like ruin National Treasure for anybody, but there's a lot. I don't think it's like, I don't know. Nicolas Cage arrested in New Orleans on charges of domestic abuse and public drunkenness.
I think I've seen that.
So, I guess the police report says him and his wife were arguing in front of a rental property. He was insisting this was the property they rented. The wife disagreed. He grabbed her by the upper arm and pulled her to what he believed was the correct address. There were no visible signs of injury. So, like, that's, like, not great, but it says there were no signs of injury on the wife's arm. But then he began
to... But he still grabbed her.
Yeah, I mean, it's still not great. The actor then began to strike vehicles and later attempted to get into a taxi. At that point, an officer who had been flagged down by onlookers drove up on the couple, immediately observed that Cage was heavily intoxicated and ordered him out of the cab, which prompted him to start yelling. They then took him to central lockup.
Okay, people who get aggressive and physical when they're drunk...
They don't...
That's not a good trait to have.
You don't need to drink anymore. You know?
Like... If people are, like, they only get like this when they're drunk.
So, apparently, he also, like, way overspent. Like, he's basically, like, lost a lot of his fortune because he just, like, overspends. He also recently got thrown out of an upscale Las Vegas restaurant where he was completely drunk and being rowdy and was mistaken for a homeless man. He then started yelling at staff members. So... Kind of the point is, he is not that wholesome. I always kind of pictured him as, like, wholesome. He's been married a bunch. It seems like most of his issues...
You pictured him as wholesome because you got him and Liam Neeson confused.
I did.
I think that's why.
But...
I don't know that much about Liam Neeson, though, either. But I feel like he's wholesome.
Nick Cage is also a Nepo baby. He comes from a big acting family, we learned. Also, most of his scandals involve him being publicly drunk. And then, like, punching stuff. Not people, just, like, stuff. And yelling.
Which is, like, concerning.
It's like, maybe you shouldn't be drinking. So, I think he has some anger issues. You know? I think I pictured him as wholesome because he's, like, in kids' movie. Like, I mean, National Treasure is, like, a kids' movie. You know?
Yeah.
But that is,
I needed two. Sorry, I just took a big sip
Bailey
of water.
Bailey is, like, making all sorts of noises.
I know. I'm eating a banana and I took a big sip of water. Sorry. I was a little hungry.
Anyway,
I'm also throwing it away, so.
Oh my god. We can get into the movie now.
So, National Treasures, I grew up watching it. This was Shannon's first time watching it.
All the way through. I've seen parts of it. It's my
all
first
the way
time
through.
Watching it all the way through.
I don't remember my first, well, I really don't remember how I started watching it. I feel like I... For Christmas, my dad used to get me a bunch of random movies. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he would get them from Blockbusters or, like, whatever. He would just get me a bunch of random movies. And I think he got this movie for me, if I'm not mistaken. And, like, growing up, we used to go to the lake. And, like, we would watch a bunch of movies at my dad's house. But, like, also, like, at the lake, I'd have a DVD player, a portable DVD mm-hmm. player that I'd have to watch. So I remember watching at the lake a lot. But...
It's a good movie.
Yeah. And I had the TV I had in my room.
Yeah.
At his house, it only had a DVD player.
Oh, okay.
It didn't have, it like wasn't cable. Connected to cable. Right. So I could only watch movies in my room when I would sleep. So I watched it a lot growing up. And I always just liked it. I mean, I like history to like an extent. I like certain parts of history.
A lot of this history is probably not real.
It's not, but you know, it is in my eyes when I'm watching this movie.
I think it's, like, a cute movie. You know, like, I think it has a lot of nostalgia for people who watched it growing up. Because I know a lot of people who, like, love this movie.
Yeah, I like it.
I think it's funny. Like, it has really funny moments. You know, stuff like that. I think watching it as an adult,
it's
it was,
different.
Like, a little cheesy, you know? But I still liked it. I would watch it again, you know?
Yeah.
I will say, at the beginning, this is... Now we're
what?
Getting into it. No, I just think... So, it shows, like, the grandpa.
Well, let me say who's in it.
Okay. Sorry.
No, you're good. So, it's got... So, it came out in 2004. It's It's got Nicolas Cage in it, obviously. He plays Ben. Diane Kruger, who plays Abigail. Justin Bartha, who's Riley. I mean, those are, like, the main three characters.
Honestly, the only actor I'd heard of was Nicolas Cage.
I mean, I know Diane Kruger. She's been in a few other things, but... Yeah.
So the movie is, like, you know, they're trying to steal the Declaration of Independence to find this treasure thing. And the whole thing is, like, the grandpa has passed on this story that, like, generations ago, right after the Revolutionary War, this treasure was hidden. And the only person that they told was, like...
A clue. They didn't tell what it was.
They
it
gave
was
a clue to their, like, great-great-great-grandfather.
Grandfather, yeah.
And
it was the secret lies with Charlotte.
Everyone in the Gates family has been trying to figure out
where Charlotte is.
Or, like, what Charlotte is. Who Charlotte is.
Yeah. How this relates.
But at the beginning, the grandpa has this chair that he, like, flips, and it turns into a stepladder. And I just thought that was really cool. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. I was like, whoa, that's a really good idea.
I don't know what you're talking about either. Can't remember that part.
But anyway, the grandpa's talking to... Bailey is smelling a hat right now.
Well, it needs to be washed.
Do not know what's wrong with her. Anyway.
I was just... Yeah, it definitely needs to be washed.
The grandpa is talking about, like, this secret society. He says... The
Three Masons. The Freemasons, right?
The Freemasons Society. And I was like, that is not a secret society. There's literally a Masonic temple thing in Roswell and Marietta. Everyone knows, like, the Masons is not secret. I think you just have to be a dude to join, which is, like, annoying, I guess. But it's definitely not a secret society.
It was for them. We learned about them in school. There's certain people that were in the Freemasons who were in charge of protecting the treasure. Yes. You didn't listen to the full story,
but he was making
Shannon.
It seem like all of the Masons were secret.
No, I feel like certain ones were.
Like, maybe everyone knows about the Masons, but stuff that they do is a secret.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Also, like, there's probably certain people within the Freemasons who have higher
Also,
up
they
authority.
Were making the Freemason thing seem so cool and, like, secretive and whatever. The Masonic temples, the Freemason temple things, I think that's what they're called, Masonic temples.
I know.
Marietta and Roswell are, like, janky buildings that are kind of falling apart and look a little sketchy. So, they're not that cool. I mean, I hope I'm not going to get, like, doxxed by Freemasons. Is this, like, a bad thing to say? I'm sure y'all are great people. Just your buildings need a little work.
Anyways, so it ends up, like, after that going to, like, Ben and...
As an adult. This is him as a child. But can we also talk about...
What?
They named this kid Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Yeah, because Ben Franklin is such an important part of history.
This movie, so you know, like, the early 2000s.
If you thought this one was that, you should watch the second one.
This?
That one's about Abraham Lincoln.
You know, like, I looked up the summary of it after I finished this. Anyway.
And about the president.
Anyway, this movie, like, was very early 2000s, and then I feel like...
Yeah, it was 2004 to be exact.
No, like, the years following 9/11, like, chugged out some very patriotic movies.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, like, a pattern of it, and it's just interesting, because, like, obviously, like, we know why they did that, because, like, a tragedy had just happened on American
soil. Are you not patriotic?
I would say, like, I am, like, you know, love living here, but I'm not, like... Gonna go, like, buy a movie ticket, necessarily. Like, I don't care that much, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, like, early 2000s was just a whole different world. We're
There's
too
like
young to really
people
remember.
Who are patriotic, and then you have... Okay, so there's, like, people who are like, yeah, it's great living here. Then there's patriotic people who are like, obsessed living here. American flag, everything. American flag hanging on the wall. And then there's, like, obsessed,
like, you
patriotic
can't
people,
say anything ever
and
negative.
You're like, whoa, guys, like, cool, but, like, not kind of cool, but, yeah, like, kind of scary, and you're like, okay.
But, like, that's what this movie, I was like, this is, like, I can just, like, even if I didn't know the year that this movie came out, like, I could figure out about the same, about
yeah,
the time
that's
it
fair.
Came out. Just because of, like, the everything that was going on in the country, like, yeah. I feel like a lot of these, like, types of movies are, like, trying to come out. Anyway... I also feel like this movie might be responsible for some modern conspiracy theorists. Thoughts? Like, people our age who are conspiracy theorists.
What? Movie. What do you think they...
I mean, they were talking about, like, the Freemasons were controlling things and doing all these secretive treasury things and...
That Benjamin Franklin was, like,
yeah,
like more these, than they say he is in the
and
books.
I feel like people now are, like...
Which, I mean, he was pretty powerful, you know, I think, back then.
Whatever. And there's all these secrets that they don't want us to know
the
about.
The Declaration has a map on the back.
It's probably true, but, like... I mean, I'm
sure the Declaration of Independence has a map on the back.
It's true that I'm sure there's stuff the government doesn't want us to know.
100%. There's stuff that the government doesn't want us to know.
I don't
want
to know. You know? Just let me live my life.
I mean, like, that's literally... why do people say, like... Especially, like... I don't know. People be like, the government's not telling you everything. It's like, well, yeah. Of course they're
not.
Can't. Like, they're not telling us everything. We know this. Hence the CIA. We know this. A lot of stuff that happens in the CIA, we don't know anything about.
Yeah, like... I guess I personally don't want to know anything. Just, like, let me live and drink my little coffees and pretend everything's fine. You know, like, don't tell me these secrets. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think a lot of conspiracy theorists were born from this movie. Like, they got really into it.
That's an interesting thought I never thought about, so.
I feel like I've done a lot of talking, so you should jump in. Bailey didn't write any notes.
No, because I've seen this movie a million times. Like, I literally know what happens.
So anyways, they end up finding Charlotte, and she's actually a ship.
In the Arctic Circle.
Yes.
So I'm like, how did you guys have the money to fund this?
Well, that's where
Ian comes in,
and he's been funding. Yeah, he's been like, so Ben is like the mind behind everything. He's the one who has all the history knowledge. He has a bunch of, like, I guess artifacts and stuff from, you know, that time. 1700s, but anyways,
this whole ship situation made no sense to me.
Why?
So, first of all, I was like, how'd they get the ship to the Arctic Circle? And then they tried to explain it in, like, some scientific way. Like,
I didn't really pay attention.
These weird tides pulled the crashed ship.
Okay,
the
this
Arctic
would be an
Circle.
Example of reading too much into the movie
storyline. Like, I was like, from I think Shannon. That's how it works. How
Probably
would, like, George
not.
Washington know where this ship was? Anyway. They also were all surprised that there were dead bodies on this crash ship. I was like...
Well, it's frozen.
Yeah, but I was like, y'all didn't expect the dead bodies?
Yeah, I don't know what they thought was gonna happen.
The ship crashed, my dude.
Who was surprised? Riley? Like, that makes sense. That's his whole thing. He gets surprised about anything that happens.
But he's, like, supposed to be the smart one.
He's, like, techie smart.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyways, they end up... In Charlotte, they end up finding this, like... pipe, essentially. And it comes into play at the end.
You can, like, roll it to create...
A message.
To create a message, which is the next clue.
Yeah, him, like, cutting his thumb to, like...
Can you just use some ink or something?
He didn't have any ink, Shannon. He had to use his own blood.
But I'm also, like... So this is when we find out Ian is low-key evil.
Yeah, so he's... A message comes up,
which
and
I
it's
could tell
like...
from the beginning, he was shitty.
Yeah.
He kept asking about money. And I was like,
So, they find the clue, a message comes up, and it's like, we find another clue, and essentially Ian's like, their treasure's supposed to be here. You said it lies with Charlotte. And he was like, I didn't say the treasure lies, I said the secret lies with Charlotte.
And
so,
like,
the message they read is talking about, like, this key that's somewhere, this map that's, like, iron stone, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, Ben's going through his head, coming up, figuring out the clue. And it's pretty much that there is a map on the Declaration of Independence behind it. And so then he's like, no, people would know that by now. And he's like, it's invisible. And you're like, wait, what?
All right.
So now Ian's like, I'm gonna steal the Declaration, find this treasure.
And he's like, you can't steal the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. And I'm like, y'all are taking this way too seriously. And then, so Ian, like, basically tries to, like, kill him in there.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, lighting these gunpowder buckets on fire. And I'm like, but do you think you're smart enough to figure out all these clues? Because, like, Nick is the only one who
I was also thinking
out.
That, like, Nick, Ben.
Really, whatever.
Yeah, like, I feel like, he is smart, I will say. I think he's, like, researched a lot of the stuff, but I don't think... All the clues and what it's leading to, he could keep putting the pieces together.
No, and I guess he's thinking the Declaration of Independence will just have a map that will lead him to it instead of, like, another clue.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, you guys found this, like, really old ship, like, you could already probably get a pretty good amount of money from this.
Yeah, especially, like, since you know
share this
what
discovery.
It's, like, from. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but they don't, because they blow it up. So, yep. Now it's in pieces.
So, basically, like,
they try and warn the FBI,
which I'm
the,
like,
CIA.
I'm actually pretty sure the FBI has to take any threat like this seriously.
You would think so,
especially,
since it's after 9/11.
Yes, especially because, with the party going on next to the Declaration of Independence that night. Yeah. Like, that, I'm like, okay, they're idiots. But also, I'm like, you cannot tell me, like, there's no other person in the whole country that knows about this potential secret treasure. Like, everyone kept the secret.
Well, there is, because the director of the FBI, well, I guess you don't know this, but, I mean, he ends up being a Freemason, too.
Right. But, like, so then why was he being all, like, weird about it?
What do you mean?
But, so you're saying,
but the whole thing, I think, with the Freemasons is they're supposed to be protecting the treasure.
But they
it's
don't
not
know
necessarily
that.
They're supposed to be finding it.
They don't know where it is or anything.
No, that's the thing. I don't think they know, but, like, they're supposed to be
protectors. Like, people of it. Know that, like, the Gate family is, like, crazy trying to find this, like, treasure that doesn't exist or, like, whatever. But it's, like, nobody else would buy. Like, I just feel like this country is so big that other people would be like, ooh, a treasure. And, like, other people would be researching this, including the FBI. Like, you know, like, no one else thought about invisible ink on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you'd think it would be, like, studied a lot more.
Right, like,
yeah.
But it's a movie, you
know,
like, oh, and yeah. He was like, we have to find the original one. There's, like, 10 originals, I'm pretty sure.
Of the Declaration?
Yeah, like, they wrote it multiple times, and the actual original one was a letter sent to England. Like, we didn't get it back. You know what I mean? Like, it was a letter. So, this is not even the original, just saying. Obviously, they knew what they were talking. Like, they knew it was beyond the one on display or whatever. But I'm just saying, I think there's actually multiple originals. Like, they made multiple copies, knowing that it would be an important document.
As in, they'd have to write them out.
Yeah, like, multiple times. And then, did they do the secret little thing on the back of all of them, you know?
No, he said they did it on the original one.
Okay, well, the original
so
one
the very
is
first
with the
copy.
King of England.
How do you know that?
They mailed the letter.
Yeah, but how do you know that's original? What if they just made a copy and sent that to
him? Maybe. I mean, they didn't have a Xerox machine, you know?
We can't ask anyone, but...
I'm just saying. He's lucky it was on that one. That
anyways,
on
they end up, like, both trying to steal it. So Ben and Ian are both on, like, trying to sell the decoration. My thing, though, is, like, when he's, like, checking out and they like so he obviously Ben ends up being able to steal it. He has it rolled up, it's in his pocket, he's in
yeah.
the gift shop,
yeah,
he's checking out and they're like, are you stealing that? I'm like, how did he buy two?
He said he had already
oh.
bought one.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes,
I'm thinking
said-
about it because he didn't have enough cash. He ended up having to pay with his credit card, so I guess he could buy as many as he wanted.
Well, no, he said he had already, later in the movie he kind of mentions, like, I'd always planned, he had already bought the first one. Like, he'd already bought,
a fake
one.
The first one, yeah.
And then he went and stole the declaration and gave the fake to the girl, Abigail.
Yeah, for her to run out.
Right, and
but
then
like,
they lose it, blah, 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 she freaks out, and he's like, it's literally a fake one, and you owe me $35, because I actually had to pay for the real one, too, like,
yeah,
because they thought that he was stealing the real one.
So he already had bought the fake one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And weird. Then I'm kind of like, why didn't you just show the receipt of, there's been, oh, I already bought this, here's my receipt.
I mean, who
you
keeps their
I
freaking
mean?
Receipts, though? Like
someone who's trying to keep their track, you know, someone who's trying to, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Just
he should have like planned for like
getting
having
more cash.
More cash.
Just in case,
yeah,
like.
He should have planned. As smart as he is, like he should have known something was gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, or hid it better in his freaking. It was like
yeah.
hanging out.
Well, he was like stressed that people were looking for him. I guess, but
anyway,
whatever. So Ben is successful in stealing the declaration. He can't go back to his house because he used a credit card. So they know he was there.
Right. So they go to his dad's house. Which I'm
yes.
like, you know they're going to come to your family's house.
Yeah.
Also, like, how did they just have, like, invisible ink in the 1700s? Is that a thing?
I don't know how
invisible stuff works. And this lady that is, like, cares so much about the Declaration of Independence is literally German. She's, like, said she was born in Germany. Like, why do you care?
She's American, Shannon. She's an American citizen. What do you mean that's what she said?
Well, she was, like, I was born in Germany, and he was like, oh, so, like, why do you care about all this?
She said, I am American.
She said, I've been American since I came here. I'm like, I guess, but, like, why do you, like, care so much about, I don't know, just, like, weird. She was, like, collect all these George Washington things and, like, maybe whatnot.
Well, okay, so if she was born in Germany on a, let's say, on a base, whatever.
But she wasn't born on a base because she had, like, she emigrated.
Okay, well, let's say that she was born in Germany. She moved over here when she was, like, 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to say she's not American?
She had an accent.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, I'm saying she didn't move here as a child. She moved here as an adult. Let me be clear. I'm being pro-immigrant. I'm very pro-immigration. I'm not trying to sound like she's not American. She's American because she became an American citizen. I get it.
Yeah, but what if she moved over here when she was... Okay, let's say she moved over here when she was a teenager school. Or something.
Okay.
Okay. And she's lived here her entire life. Pretty much, besides the year she lived in Germany.
I guess. I'm just like...
And she became fascinated with American history.
Because she's like so...
And then she majored in it.
Obsessed with the Declaration of Independence.
But like, you don't even have to be fascinated in American history to be in like history. Like,
It's just like she seemed so obsessed for like she was so patriotic for somebody who like wasn't born here and like wasn't potentially raised here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, could be anyone though. Like, I don't know.
I guess. Like, you're.
What if I wanted to move to Canada and become a Canadian citizen? Then I was like so patriotic for what is his name? Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, I would just think it was like a little odd. Like, don't get me wrong. I get, like, oh, yes, I appreciate the country I immigrated to. But, like, to be, like, that into it, I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe she was always fascinated with it. Maybe one of her parents was American and they lived in Germany.
I just think everybody cared a little too much about... They were acting like if they stole the Declaration, if we lost the Declaration,
it,
like...
It would be the end of the world.
We would be, like, going back to England.
Even there's, like, 50 million copies of it online.
You know what I mean? Like, if they were
We'd be, like, having to be under the rule of the king.
And it's obviously, like, a historical document. You obviously want to preserve it, but they were really acting like it was going to be, like, oops, there goes your receipt. You belong to England again. Like, I don't know. Like, they were just acting like kind of crazy about it.
There goes your receipt. We did not separate from England, guys. We're still connected. Man, that was funny, Shannon. Good job.
I know. I just I just can't. They were like acting kind of crazy about it, I think.
Well, don't think about it too much. It's just a movie.
You know.
The Declaration is still safe and sound, so we know, unless it's already been stolen, it's a replica.
So they get to his dad's house,
yeah,
and they're trying not to reveal that it's, like, the Declaration of Independence. And him and his... Oh, so they get there, I think this is funny. And it's, like, him, Abigail, and Riley, or whatever.
Yeah.
And Nick is like... Ben is like, hey, Dad, like, we're in trouble. Or I got in some trouble or something. And then...
She pregnant?
Yes, and I thought that was so funny. The dad was like... Oh boy, like, is she pregnant? And I'm like, that was kind of funny. And she was like, and Ben was like, well, if she is, do you want to leave your future grandson out in the cold? Anyway, but they go in and they're arguing about, like, the dad is like not like the rest of the family. He's like very much like, we shouldn't be trying to find this treasure. It's ruined so many people's lives. All this stuff. Like, I'm glad I got to get married. I got to have you and all this stuff. And like, what are you doing with your life? You know? And Ben is like, well, I guess disappointing our fathers is a family tradition. Because I guess his dad disappointed his father by not looking for this treasure.
Yeah.
And I think this line is really funny. The dad's like, well, I have a job, a house, and health insurance. I'm just like, kind of funny. Like, bragging about your health insurance.
True.
But I was like, I kind of agree with the dad here. Like, why do they still care so much about this treasure? It's not about the money. You don't even know what the treasure is? Like, what? Like, let it go.
Yeah, I don't really know why they're so obsessed with it. Well, now it's not even, like, a mirror of, like, finding it. It's just more of keeping it out of Ian's possession.
Right, because they know Ian's going to do something bad.
Shady with it. Like, sell it on the black market, probably.
So, They realize they need, like, lemon juice or something to activate the invisible ink.
Yeah, it's not even a map on the back. It's, like, a cipher.
And then the dad is like, you need heat also. And Abigail and Ben do this really weird intimate thing where they breathe on it together, and I don't like it. But then they use a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Uncover it, and that's when the dad discovers they actually stole the Declaration of Independence.
He's like, this almost looks like skin.
And he, yeah.
He's like, she's like, yeah, like pig skin or something to be exact.
Is that what it was written on?
I don't know.
I thought it was just like regular old paper.
The real one? Like, for real, like in real life? I don't know.
Anyway.
I'd have to look that up. I can look it up now. Yeah, he flips it over and he's like, oh my god, you're gonna go to prison. I'm gonna go to prison.
Yeah. And, it's kind of funny. The dad's, like, kind of chill about it. He's, like, mad, but he's also, like, acting kind of funny. Oh, I said he's chill because they literally tie his dad up, duct tape him to a chair, and then the FBI breaks in.
That wouldn't fly.
And the dad is like, would you mind untying me? And I thought that was, like, really funny and chill. Anyway, so they end up in...
It just says parchment.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think it's
but maybe
pig
they,
skin.
Yeah, I don't know why this why he said that.
They end up in Philadelphia. And with this cipher, and they're trying to read these letters that they thought were in Ben's dad's house, but the dad had donated it to this museum in Philly. So that's why they're there, and they like literally hired a kid to go in and like decipher this stuff, which is kind of funny. But, like, nobody was keeping watch to make sure Ian was going in there.
I guess they weren't really following him.
Like, they know that Ian's trying to get it. Like, why would you not have somebody keeping watch to make sure Ian's not in the museum when you send this literal child in?
I don't know.
But, like, you know. Whatever. Meanwhile, Abigail and freaking Ben are in this dressing room. It covered nothing.
What are you talking about? They're in anthropology. Did you notice that?
I did. I thought it was Urban Outfitters.
Oh, maybe it was Urban Outfitters. But yeah, it was Urban, because I don't think anthropology has
But you could literally, section. Like, see over the doors if you wanted to.
They were, like, saloon doors.
Yeah, I was like, I would not want to change in there. Like, it would make me uncomfortable. And they're starting to fall for each other, you can tell.
Yeah.
A little will they, won't they?
What did you think about... So... You know, they get the cipher figured out, whatever, like that. Mm-hmm. And then Riley comes in. Ben uses a water bottle to look at the $100 bill to see the
what
time.
Can't you just, like, see it?
I don't know. I don't have 100 with me. But, like, to see the time on... Did you think that was, like, accurate? I remember after seeing that being like, oh, my God, can you do that?
You I don't
actually
know.
Use a water
I guess
bottle?
You can. Yeah, you can. I feel like I've done it before.
You can, but I don't think it zooms it up that much. Like, I would have to be, like, really looking at it.
And they were like, oh, no, we missed the time. And then Riley's like, no, they didn't have daylight savings time yet.
Which, why do we have it anyways?
We should actually, I think we should stay on daylight savings time.
Oh, really?
And not go to standard time. Yes, it's
Are they changing that, though?
They voted on it, but I don't think it passed.
Oh, really? I thought it did.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know.
I think it passed, whatever one it goes, where does it go first, the House or the Senate?
I think it goes to the House and the Senate,
I think
right?
It passed in the House, and I feel like it maybe either hasn't.
Don't ask me. I don't know anything about government.
Wait, how does the, what is that song?
I'm just a bill.
Just only a bill.
And I'm sitting on Capitol Hill.
See, that's all I remember from
dun,
the song.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then I go to the House? Is that how it works? I don't know.
Where does a bill go after it's been does that have to be signed first?
No, I think it's just like someone creates the bill and then the House votes on it. And then
where does a... Okay, yeah. So if the bill passes by a simple majority...
What?
Sorry.
Majority.
That was
Sorry.
That was very interesting. The bill moves to the Senate. In the Senate, the bill is assigned to another committee and if released, debated and voted on. The legislative process. We gotta figure out the government, guys. How are laws made? Laws begin as ideas. I think we should
laws
all learn
as
this.
Ideas.
Laws begin as ideas.
The
bill
house.
Is then assigned to a committee for study. If released by a committee, the bill is put on a calendar to be voted and debated on. The bill passes a majority. The bill moves to the Senate. In the Senate, the bill is assigned another committee. Blah, blah, blah.
So it starts in the House. Then it goes to the Senate.
Wait.
Then it goes to the President. Right?
I think so. I think it starts in the House. It doesn't really say, but yeah, I think it starts in the House.
I learned this in, like, fifth grade or something, and I don't really remember.
I took government in ninth grade, but...
I took gov in 12th grade. AP gov, baby!
Yeah, so after it goes to the Senate, it can pass as a bill.
Just a bill.
And then a committee made from the House and Senate work out any differences between the House and Senate's version of the bill.
So complicated. Oh, wait.
Then it returns back to the House and Senate for final approval.
Oh, interesting. It's more complicated than I thought.
The president has 10 days to sign or veto it.
Honestly, not a lot of time, I feel like.
It really isn't that long.
10 days? It's kind of like, what if there's a lot going
on? What if he's on vacation?
I don't think the president gets to take vacation. Well, I feel like actually the presidents do go on vacation.
I think they do go on vacation.
But I think that you, like, well, I'm sure the Senate would know that. I'm sure Congress knows when he's...
I'm sure he can stay in the House and Senate for however long he freaking wants to.
And then they'll be like, oh, the president's back.
Well, it goes through it goes to the House and the Senate, then it's revised by a committee between the House and Senate, then it goes back through again.
Here's the new system I'm proposing. Me and Bailey write the laws.
And no one gets... Yeah, because we're so good at it.
No one gets to vote. Just us.
That sounds like a dictatorship.
But we'll be, like, nice.
Yeah, you're right. We'll be really nice. We'll try to incorporate universal health care.
We're just going to be like, mind your business, everybody. That's anyway.
That's our platform. Mind your business.
I mean, come on. Anyway.
Back to the real government story.
And nurses so get precious. Paid $1 million.
Yeah.
So
they end up going... And how it works is that the sun is going to reflect on something at a certain time.
Yes.
How they figure this out, I don't really remember, and I don't really care that much. Because you're just watching the movie and trying to figure them out.
They figure it out, and he goes to this, like, brick thing.
Yeah, so the sun, it, like, reflects on this brick at a certain time, and so he goes to the brick because there's something hidden there.
And I'm like, in 200 years, no one did maintenance on this building and, like, noticed a brick was loose?
It wasn't loose. He had to cut it out.
I don't think you can just use a pocket knife to cut out a brick.
That's what he did.
To be honest. I mean...
That's what he did.
Anyway...
So, it has the Freemason's symbol on it, so that's how he knows. And he cuts it out, and it has these glasses.
Like, 3D glasses, basically.
Yeah, and so they're like, did Benjamin Franklin make these? They're like, he must have. And they use it to turn the Declaration of Independence around and look at the back.
And they see it's like, at the wall or something like that.
But they only see one part of it, because...
And I'm like, you find out later that the glasses can, like, move lenses.
You should have known that. It had little pieces on the side. It looked almost like,
stupid.
Transitions, but not like the kind that you flip up and down. Yeah, that you're like, my grandpa used to have those.
I was like, obviously you can move these things, you know? Anyway.
So they only see one part of it, and then they realize that Ian has found out where they are.
Yes.
And they have to split up.
Because
they're
reading,
one person takes the glasses.
They're reading this map on the Declaration, like, literally in public.
Are they in Philadelphia?
Yes, and there's, like, tours going on. I'm like, can you go to your hotel room or something?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
So, yeah. So, they have to split up. Riley and Abigail go one way with the Declaration, and Ben goes the other
with the glasses.
With the glasses, but also, like, the container for the Declaration. So, people think he has it.
But Riley and Abigail are not hiding it at all. They're literally
They're kind of dumb, honestly. They should have just stayed where they were.
They should have just walked casually around.
So, I did like the part where they end up going to, like, a market... And she, like, hides behind one of the, like, counters of the market. And, like, one of Ian's guys is chasing her. And the lady who's, like, working there is like, you can't sit here. And she's like, I'm hiding from my ex-husband.
And she's like, stay as long as you want.
Like, yeah, like, he's, like, an asshole to her. And she's like, stay as long as you need. She should have just fucking stayed there.
I know.
Like, they would have never lost anything. But then she gets out. Riley finds her. And they lose the Declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Because... For some reason, she can't get past this group of people. Or no, Riley. That was another thing that I thought was so stupid. So they're walking. It's like a group of people walking. And Riley gets, like, stuck between them. Like, people would move out of the way. Mm-hmm. People would not be, like, standing hand in hand while someone's running between them.
Yeah, no.
They would let go, and then you would walk past. Like, yeah. It was just kind of dumb.
And so, like...
And Ben gets caught by the FBI.
Ben gets arrested, basically. And I'm like, dude, you... They have no proof you actually stole it.
No, they don't. They just have proof that you...
And you don't have them. And you don't have it with you.
Yes.
You do not have to tell them the truth. Oh, you do not have to say, I did steal it, but now this other guy stole it from me. Just be like, wasn't me. This guy has it.
It wasn't me. I tried to warn you guys. I was at the party trying to stop him, but he got it instead.
Boom. Ian's arrested. Problem solved. Yeah. It's like, what? Why would you be on it? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I was like, your thumbprints aren't even on it because you use gloves to touch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody actually physically touched it, so.
Anyway, so they...
They come up with a plan to try and get Ian, because Ben's like, I can give you Ian.
So he, like, meets him in New York, and Ian's like, if the FBI comes, like, I'm gonna kill you. I don't know what, something like
that. Well, so, he kind of, like, pulls, like, a, what is it, not like a double agent, but, like, kind of like that, where he's like, we'll meet at this boat ramp or whatever.
Yeah.
Ian will be there. I know he will. So, someone Ian works with shows up, and he's like, Ben, go jump off the, you have, like, 30 seconds to jump off the cliff or whatever.
Oh.
And so, Ben's, like, caught talking, the FBI's in his ear. He's like, I found a third door. I'm taking that third door out. Mm. And he jumps in the water, because he used to be a diver. That's
how... He was in the Navy or whatever,
Was he in the Navy?
I don't know. He did Navy training.
He was a diver. Anyways, he was a diver, so he ends up jumping in the water, and, like, he swims all the way to, like, I don't know where
wherever
he is.
So, then he finds out... He meets Ian, finally, at this, like, church thing that he knows it's gonna be at. And he finds out that... He was gonna try to lie to Ian, but Ian, he sees that Ian's kidnapped his dad. And I'm like, oh, poor dad.
And he has Abigail and Riley.
Yes. So they go inside this church, and it just seems like one of those historical churches that there's always, like, people touring or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was no one in there, of course.
I don't know where they are.
They're in New York. It's just, I think it's like a Trinity, like a probably an old Catholic church in New York. Okay.
So, yeah.
So they basically, like, find the name of the tomb, which, like, do churches just keep tombs of people under them these days? I guess
old Catholic ones do. You can't move a gravestone, you know what I mean? Right. It's against the law.
Oh, so if they were put there in the 1700s,
I think, yeah. Like, you can't move a gravesite. Like, someone can't build on a gravesite. So it's probably the same way in churches and stuff.
So they have to, like, break into this tomb. There's everyone, again, once again, everybody freaks out at a dead body. And I'm like, you're literally breaking into a grave. Like,
that might be illegal.
And they go into this, like, tunnel thing. To, like,
that leads underground under the church.
And I'm like, I bet it smells musty in there.
Yeah,
probably. Also, does. Like, Ben grabs Abigail and kisses her, and I'm like, not the time. Why? Not the time.
They might die. It is the time.
I guess.
They might die, Shannon.
And the dad points out something. Like, I've seen movies like this where there's, like, a little wooden staircase that's old and secretive, and the dad's like, termites probably rotted this. And I'm like, you know, I've never thought of that before, but you're right. These are, like, all year round. No one's maintained them.
I feel like they wouldn't even be stable to begin with, because I'm sure they barely made it, like, with any wood. Like, I don't know. Right. It's just, like, over time.
And, yeah, some guy falls to his death, which was never acknowledged again.
Yeah.
So they're all freaking out. It's like, they almost die. Ben throws Abigail onto, like, a platform.
Yeah, so they get on this... Oh, wait, is that this one? Where they have to, like...
It's like an elevator thing.
No, is this the movie where they have the square and they have to balance on it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind. I don't think so.
No, I think you're right, yeah. Anyways, so there's a part too where he's trying to save Abigail, but then the decoration's about to fall over and
he drops
Abigail.
He knew she was gonna land safely.
And saves the decoration, and he's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, don't be. I would do the same thing to you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all are too obsessed with this thing. Like, no offense.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, if they lost the decoration, nobody would ever have to admit they stole it, because they never saw it.
Yeah. But also, like, it would just be at the bottom of that thing where y'all are going anyway. Just pick it up at the
end. They're not going down there. The stairs were connecting to the other side, no?
Yeah, but, like, it's not an endless pit, and the stairs did go all the way down. Somewhere. Like,
yeah.
There and get it. It's not
my real. Just walk on this creaky old termite stairs and get it.
I mean, how big were these 1700s people digging?
Yeah, that seems intense to dig that far down.
Anyway, so basically they get to this like end of the thing, and Nick is like, there's no treasure. That's it. My dad was right.
He's getting pissed.
He's bluff. Well, yeah, he's pissed. Well, no, they haven't even entered that little area yet. But he's like...
No, I know what you're talking about.
And Ian is like, tell me the truth, blah, 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 blah. And the dad is like...
The lantern from, like, it's in Boston. It's with Paul Revere. I can't speak, obviously.
So, like, Ian goes up and leaves them. He's like, if you guys lie to me, you're just going to die here. And if I need another clue, I'll know where you are. Which I'm like, well, they'll probably be dead by the time you get back. Anyway, so.
Well, he can probably get to, it's a train ride to Boston, Shannon.
Yeah, probably like a couple hours. Yeah, I guess.
So he can just be back the next day. They're not going to die in a day.
I guess.
You can survive a little bit without water and food.
But anyway, so he like, and I'm like, then Abigail's like, there was two lanterns, not one lantern. And I'm like, so this Ian guy did all this research and didn't know this basic fact. I mean, I didn't know this fact, but I'm not researching this stuff. He fell for this, and he's supposedly been researching this for, like, forever?
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, they were lying. They push this button, get into this secret room.
They use the pipe from Charlotte. No, not yet.
No, they go into, like, the room that looks like it's been ransacked.
Oh,
so they're thinking, right. Oh my gosh, like, before the British even got here, it looks like this room was ransacked. Nick is, like, pissed. He's like, there's no treasure. Like, I just... And the dad's like, well, there was a treasure, clearly.
Like, you were right.
Yeah. And that's when Riley's like, I thought you said there'd be a way out for the treasure room.
And he said that, like, was, like, the first thing the builders would have done is make a way out.
And it's like, yeah, like, it's been... And then that's when he realizes, and he puts the pipe in this, like, thingy...
He breaks the pipe again,
yeah.
And he puts the shit part in the thing, and then he puts the barrel in the thing, and then...
Yeah. And it opens this whole secret room with all of this treasure.
And they think it's just a little room, and then they light, I don't know, is it gunpowder?
Something.
It's something flammable, and it actually is a huge room. Full of treasure.
Like, from around the world. I was like, where'd they get these, like, Egyptian...
Yeah, they have a green... statue
and things that like, and she was like, these are scrolls from the library at Alexandra. And I was like, how do you know that, first of all? Second
she
of all,
is she studies, she's American.
Library Alexandra was in ancient Greece and it burned down. That was the whole thing. We lost scrolls of history. So I'm like, how?
She's a history major. I don't know. She's obsessed with history. That's why she works with the Declaration.
So they're able to go up and escape. Through a tomb, again.
Yeah, they see... Honestly, the stairs they see across, they still look ratchet. They look like they're broken.
I guess they were... They fixed. Were, like, brick or something, so they...
They look like wood.
So then I'm like, it would have just been, like, a lot easier to go in through that other tomb originally and just go down the stairs.
They didn't know that tomb, though.
And they scare this poor little janitor, borrow his phone, and call the FBI.
Yeah.
And then...
And he's, like, trying to negotiate with the FBI. He's like, I would really like to not go to jail. And he's like, or not go to prison. Yeah. He's like, well, someone has to go to prison.
And so they arrest Ian.
Yeah, and Ben's like, well, I can help you with that. Like, that's just gonna fly. I'll give you, like, this person. Like,
no offense, you're still gonna be arrested.
I mean, to be fair, Ian does have that declaration with him.
Mm-hmm. But he just gives it back. Doesn't even use it to bargain. Anyway.
No, but I'm saying, like, Ian has a decoration, so if anything, like, you can just prove he took it because he has it.
Yeah. Like, he could just say, I took it from Ian who stole it. I don't know.
What do you mean? I'm talking about... No, Ian still has the decoration. Oh, yeah, Ben didn't have it anymore, so Ian has it, so he can be like, he took it. He's the one who has it. Yeah, I see what
you're saying. So, basically, you find out that they donated most of it...
To museums.
To museums or whatever. And they said it was, like, $10 billion worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And... I just think it's funny because he said we can donate to the Louvre, the Smithsonian, and the Cairo Museum, like the Egyptian one. And I thought it was funny that they left out the London Museum because the London Museum gets a lot of flack because a lot of its, like, stuff it displays is stuff that they, like, stole when they colonized the world. And, like, the countries that they stole it from are like, can we please have some of our stuff back? Like,
they're like, no.
And they're like, I guess know. So I think it's funny that they left out the London Museum. I'm like, ha.
Interesting. I never picked that up.
I don't think they did.
I was a child when I watched this movie.
Anyway, so. They basically get to, I guess Nick would like, was gonna, they offered Ben. Him to keep, sorry, Ben was gonna keep like 5% of the money.
And some of it was gonna go to Abigail and some to Riley. But then he. Riley got 1%.
Well, he said they, well, Riley was like, you could have taken 5%. And then, but no, we're sitting on 1%. So I think they split the 1% as what, because then Riley was like, really, I got 0.5%. But instead of $10 billion, so I did the math, so they each got $5 million. Oh. Which doesn't actually seem like that much. I mean, it is a lot.
Like, it doesn't seem like that much for how much treasure they found.
Yeah, I'm like, why'd you only take 1%?
Yeah, take like 2% at least. You guys could have split like both 10, got 10 million, yeah.
Anyway.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
There was a point in the movie. So at first I was like, Nick Cage, good actor. Is he like a leading man? I don't know, like not that, like... not like an eye candy kind of guy, which is fine. But yeah. Halfway through the movie, I was like, he might be attractive, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he did. I was like, oh, that's nice.
I don't think I've ever found him attractive.
After reading his little scandals, I'm like, maybe not.
Would you be attracted to Ben, the character?
No, he's too much for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so obsessed with this?
It's history, Shannon.
I just
the
like,
second one is even more intense everyone, because like they're trying to like
they're trying to prove he like prove his ancestor didn't kill Abraham Lincoln or something.
Or wasn't a part of the conspiracy against Abraham Lincoln.
Which I'm like, yes, you don't want that in your family history, you know?
Yeah.
But like, you're gonna put yourself through all of this again, you know?
Heck yeah, he is.
I get it. I think that is actually more reasonable of putting yourself
to like save your family name.
To save your family name than this movie.
Not so much as like just
a treasure that you don't
I own. Think they I think you know, everyone called his family crazy because they said they were treasure hunters and there was no family. Like there was no there's a treasure to be like they weren't crazy, so he was like proving.
But you can just like not even try to find the treasure, no one will call it crazy, you know? Like
yeah, but it's too late.
We still haven't addressed how we got those Egyptian, like, mummy things.
Oh, I don't know.
Or the library from Alexandria, or, like, all this other random around-the-world treasure. I'm like, what?
Well, where did the... I don't even know where the treasure started.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know all of that.
I, overall, would give this movie probably a 3.2 out of 5. It was pretty good. It was like cute. I'd watch it again.
Yeah,
but it's not like the best movie ever.
Yeah, I probably would give it. If we're talking about like the nostalgia and everything it brings to me when I watch it, yeah. I would say probably a 4 out of 5.
Wow.
If I watch it like now as an adult, I probably would rank it lower.
Yeah,
like a 3.5. I think or something.
My biggest critique is that it's too long for, like, what it is. Like, it's ultimately a movie for kids, for the most part. Like, you can watch it as an adult. And it's, like, 2 hours long. And a lot of, I think, scenes could be cut short because they really, like, zoom in on the, like, them assembling guns or assembling, like, machinery. And I'm like, we don't need to see all that. You could cut 15 minutes off right there.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
Like... it was a pretty long movie, and not all of it was important to the plot, and so I feel like they could have cut down certain things.
Yeah.
Because it took me, like, three times to completely get through this movie. Like, I watched the first, like, 20 minutes of it last week, and then when we were like, we can't record, I was like, I don't feel like watching this right now. And then last night, I watched, like, an hour of it, and then I was, like, really tired. So then this morning, I woke up and, like, finished it, and I was like, this movie doesn't need to be this long. Like,
maybe that's why you didn't like it. You didn't watch it all the way through. You still only watch bits and pieces,
but I finished the movie.
I don't know. I like it. I mean, it is cheesy and kind of dumb, but it is what it is. It's a kid movie.
It is. It's cute. I'll show it to my kids maybe if they want to watch it. I'm not going to force them to.
Yeah.
But if they see it on Disney Plus one day, if that still exists, which I'm sure it will, they'll just, I'll be like, sure, let's watch it.
Nicolas Cage. I don't think that neither one of us are like anyone in the movie.
Oh, you think you're like someone?
I think I am maybe to an extent like Ben. Because...
You get obsessed with things?
Yes. I, not like to that level where I'm gonna like risk my life, but I definitely like hang on to things. Like if I think something is cool or think something is like gonna lead me somewhere, I don't know, like I feel like I get a little obsessed for a while.
So you're dissing this man because he's finding this treasure and
you okay, but I wouldn't go to that extent. I wouldn't be that dramatic about it. I'd be like,
interesting. Here's the thing.
I think I'm like Nick in the fact that I get kind of obsessed with things.
Ben.
Whatever. Ben. But I'm also, like, kind of lazy. You know, like, I might research it for a long time and try to figure out the puzzle or whatever, but I'm not going to be going to the Arctic Circle, you know? I'm going to be like, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. I want to figure it out.
You know what it never was? That serious.
And I think...
It was never that serious.
But I also find Ben kind of obnoxious. Like, if his passion...
He definitely is, and that kind of comes into play in the second movie.
If his passions were more similar to mine, I would say we were pretty similar.
Yeah.
And if he was, like, a little more chill about them, like, I'm not going to freak out and, like, almost ruin people's lives to pursue my passions.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of like the dad. Where you're like,
okay,
y'all need to chill, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, if you got taped up by your son.
Yeah, I'd be like,
when the FBI came to get you, you'd be like, can y'all help me out here?
Like yeah, he took my wallet and he stole my car,
which was also kind of stupid. Like they're obviously gonna track that.
Well, they had it,
yeah, but still,
they had to have something. I think they were trying to make it more believable too that he like tied his dad up and stole everything from him. But they did leave him with the cup and pizza or something like that. Yeah. Like,
I didn't really get that whole point, but. I don't know, I think I'm kind of like Ben, and you're kind of like the dad, you're the more rational one, blah, 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 blah.
Wow, you admit that. That's great, Shannon. That's great.
Okay.
I'm glad.
Okay.
I'm glad.
Whatever. Do you have anything to add?
I don't think so. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, this movie is a little bit extreme, but... It's still good to me. I just, like, I'll watch it every once in a while. If it's on, it used to come on, like, ABC Family, or what is it, Freeform now?
Yeah.
And I used to watch it when it was on that, but I think it's cute. I think it's...
It is cute. It's definitely cute.
Yeah. And I think, like, obviously it shows you, like, the reason he's doing it is not for the...
Money, right.
Per se, but it does... It's nice that he does get some. Yes.
I also think it just, like, is a very, like, it's a movie very much of its time, you know? Like, what the culture was going on in America at that time. So I think, like, that's kind of cool to see, like, what movies were like. I do think it holds up to today. Like, I don't think it would be as popular if it came out today. I do think, like, people still enjoy the movie today.
Yeah.
I don't think they would make... this movie today, but they are coming out with a third one supposedly, and a show
They came out with the show. I did watch the
but
show,
but I think that's more playing off of nostalgia, you know, not like,
yeah,
and I'm like, what is the third one gonna even be about? Like, what
I don't know how many treasures they can have,
right?
Are there, okay, let's discuss
oh
this.
No.
Are there actually any treasures that have been discovered out there?
Well, I mean, like, in 1906 or whatever, you have, like, King Tut's tomb. It's, like, a lot of gold and stuff, I think.
Yeah, but,
and then,
like,
everyone who found it, like, had a horrible death because, you know, it had, like, that curse on it, and if you open it. Anyway, I mean, I'm sure there have been treasures discovered.
I don't know. I haven't looked into that.
But, like, I feel like not like this. Like, not to this extent.
Well, no. I've never heard of, like...
A big treasure
hunter going out.
I think the closest thing would be people entering the Egyptian pyramids.
Mm.
But I don't even think that was necessarily treasure, more so just, like, finding more history. I think there was money, like, gold and whatnot in there. But, yeah, I can't think of, like... But think of it, like, people used to always look for, like, the Fountain of Youth, which, like, doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Or, like, people for ages have been looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
And no one's found it. Or, like, you know, like, people look for treasure, but I feel like at this point, we've found what there is to find. You know, like...
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say we found all there is to find. Like, maybe not, I would say, like, yeah, it's kind
of... Just think of, like, from, like, as soon as people built, like, sophisticated ships and, like, whatnot, and, like, started traveling, and, like, as soon as there were tools to dig, and, like, people have been, like, searching everywhere for a long time.
Yeah,
now.
But, like, we wouldn't have, what is it, archaeologists anymore if there was, like, everything we could find.
Yeah,
found.
But I guess. But I feel like a lot of archaeologists are more so, like, looking at things that are already discovered. Like, they're trying to find more of that, like, animal bones and, like, things about history. Not necessarily trying to find treasure.
No. I know that, but I'm saying, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll find some treasure.
Sure. Treasure hunters.
Well, I mean, think about, like, why so many people came. I think it's kind of, like, to Ben's dad's point, a lot of treasure hunts lead you nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, Fountain of Youth didn't exist. The Ark of the Covenant was destroyed. You know, like...
Yeah.
I feel like treasure hunts exist, but the treasures are never what people want them to be. Because think of, like, why so many people came to the New World. Like, the 1400s, 1500s, they were looking for gold. Like, they heard there was a lot of gold. And then, yeah, there was some gold. But, like, ultimately, not many people were successful in that.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, like... I think we like to hope for treasure, but I don't think it's really... I don't think I'm really out there.
Yeah.
Watch it be breaking news tomorrow. That's some crazy treasure.
I know. We manifested this by talking about this movie. Anyways, that's all we got about
National Treasures. If you enjoyed that conversation, listen to our other episodes and subscribe.
We don't know what we're doing next week.
Like and subscribe. No, we don't. Follow us on Instagram at chicks.n.flicks. Send suggestions. You can email us at chicksandflicks23@gmail.com.
Tell us your celeb stories if you have any.
Yeah.
Correct us if we're wrong. I mean, be nice.
We don't know anything.
Like, we're telling you we don't know anything, so. But, like, yeah, tell us if something we missed.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Shannon and Bailey signing off.
Bye.